This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're visiting with Mr. George Brandes, the co-founder and chief operating officer for Pacify, a telehealth app that provides 24/7 support to new parents. Mr. Brandes, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly looking forward to hearing all the details on Pacify. So to kick things off today, tell us about Pacify, where the idea came from, how it works, and how is the platform transforming healthcare?
Sure. So Pacify started about almost 5 years ago. My co-founder and I were both working in the hospital industry. In the healthcare industry, I should say. He was in the hospital industry, and I was on the insurance side. And the initial idea came from both our working lives and our personal lives, where we had a lot of friends having their first children and winding up in the ER when they didn't need to be there. And that's something that virtually every new parent that you ever talk to, it's a ubiquitous theme across all new parents, that the ER winds up being, you know, for that middle of the night, is this an emergency or is it not, winds up being the repository for that. And it's difficult to get reliable information in the moment. And so we thought, like most companies that start with an idea, we thought there has to be a better way. And we created Pacify. So Pacify is a telemedicine platform that works a little bit like Uber, in the sense that you can open the app and press a button and within a few seconds be talking face-to-face with a live clinical expert. So in our case, Pacify is focused on new parents, moms, partners, and dads and babies. It works essentially, we have networks of lactation consultants, dietitians, and nurses around the country who take calls instantly in that sort of Uber-like fashion.
And I'd say that's quite convenient. Now, I know that Pacify partners with public health programs such as Medicaid, WIC, the Women Infant Children's Program, that is. Tell us more about these partnerships and how they are leveraging Pacify.
Sure. So something that is not particularly well known if you're not involved directly in the healthcare industry, there are about 4 million babies born in the U.S. every year, and half of those are served either by the Medicaid or the WIC program in that baby's state, and oftentimes by both. And so there's this incredible concentration of moms and babies served by just those two programs, Medicaid on the insurance side and WIC on the nutrition, sort of lactation, breastfeeding advice side. That's the way those programs are divided. And so we started out very early on working with Medicaid, largely with the core idea that we started the app with, to keep moms out of the ER. And quickly we found this strong connection between the same mom being served in the Medicaid program and also in the Women, Infants, and Children program, where on the WIC side, there's a heavy emphasis on nutrition and breastfeeding and lactation support. And that's how we got into the lactation services industry. And on that side, the focus really is on helping moms achieve their breastfeeding goals, all the way down to helping them go back to work, helping them with pumping and storage of their milk, et cetera. So in both cases, the programs work a little differently. Obviously, for an insurance company, there's a very meaningful emphasis on savings. And by keeping moms out of the ER, we save health plans, Medicaid plans, and others, commercial plans, money on those claims by turning an ER visit into a wait and see and talk to your pediatrician in the morning, for example. On the WIC side, the emphasis is on health outcomes. It's on increasing breastfeeding rates. It's on helping moms avoid what we call cessation events, where you're having difficulty getting your baby to latch onto your breast, or you're having difficulty with milk supply or something, and you don't want your baby to starve, and so you switch to formula. That's a breastfeeding cessation event, and by calling and getting instant access to a breastfeeding expert on the PassFi platform, we can help women avoid those events and get through some of those challenges. They say that breastfeeding is one of the most unnatural natural things out there. It sounds intuitive, but it turns out it's actually quite difficult. Almost everyone has some kind of challenge with it, and there's no handbook. There's no quick and easy way to do it. Everybody's experience is different, and the only way really to get through those challenges is to get advice from a breastfeeding expert, from a lactation consultant. And so by working with both of those programs, we're able to help half the moms in the U.S. with keeping their babies healthy and out of the ER when they don't need to be, and also keeping them well-fed and nutritionally fed with their mother's milk.
If you would, Mr. Brandes, give us some examples of the types of questions or concerns that you help new parents with through the PassFi platform.
Sure. So PassFi, with the three networks that we have, each network serves a different need. So the network of nurses that take calls on the PassFi platform, the kinds of issues they're answering are more purely medical. So things around fever, you know, my child has a fever of, 101. It's been 2 hours. Do I need to go to the emergency room? And so the nurses are able to triage those kinds of concerns. So fever, rash, crying, colic, those kinds of things. Those are things you would traditionally ask a medical professional, like a doctor or a nurse. So no real surprises there. On the lactation side, which is our other main network, the issues range from the physical side of breastfeeding. So that can be the latch of a baby onto her mother's breast. It can be sore nipples, clogged ducts, those kinds of physical processes. It can also be around concerns around milk supply and production, how to increase the amount of milk you're producing. The use of a breast pump is a pretty frequent topic that comes up, as well as things like the storage of milk and what is safe and how do I store it and what do I, how do I thaw it out and those kinds of things it runs a large range from from physically helping moms breastfeed all the way to advice about, pumping schedules, when I return to work, for example, how often should I pump, et cetera.
Well, you're certainly offering a tremendous service through the healthcare space. We certainly appreciate what you're doing today. We are with Mr. George Brandes, the co-founder and chief operating officer for PassFi, a telehealth app that provides 24/7 support to new parents here on eHealth Radio's health news and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, Mr. Brandes, tell us what's next for PassFi. Anything we should be aware of?
Absolutely. So we're right now, PassFi has statewide programs with typically when we work with a WIC program, we sign up all the moms in the state that participate in that program. So right now in about 5 states, I think Nevada, Mississippi, West Virginia, the District of Columbia, and parts of Virginia, we have it's universal access to PASS by lactation consultants. Any mom who participates can have access. We are obviously growing in that area. We also are growing in our health plan presence, particularly in Medicaid. Right now we have plans in about four or five states and are growing that. We have a new service that we're very excited about in the employer space. The truth is that this we obviously offer this as a consumer product as well. This is something you can buy PASSify just on your own through the app in the App Store just by downloading the PASSify app. But on the with the employer side, the same app, it doesn't really matter what kind of insurance program you have, whether you have commercial insurance or Medicaid. The issues around breastfeeding and is this an emergency or not, it's the same. It doesn't matter what your income level is or even what your education level is. You're experiencing the same issues as a mother or as a parent. And so we are very excited to be offering through employers now PASSify as a health benefit that you get through your employer. And what is especially exciting about that is that we offer it as a baby shower gift, something we're able to do through the employer. So when an employer learns that one of its employees or the spouse of an employee is expecting, we're able to send that mom, send those parents a baby shower gift that includes unlimited access to all the PASSify services, as well as some cute gifts that are, that are branded with the employer's branding. And it's a way to really delight employees. And it's not every day that your employer benefits get to feel like a gift. And so it's something that's exciting both for the employees and for the employer. And it's obviously a really neat thing to celebrate. So we're excited about that service and working with employers and growing in that sector as well.
Certainly a lot of great things going on in your neck of the woods there at PASSify. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Of course, we always want to acknowledge that, there's a lot of different products out there that are trying to help. There's a lot of innovation in healthcare right now in the use of smartphone apps. But we do think that, and we've seen the evidence over the last 3 or 4 years that having that instantaneous access that you get with PASSify, where our calls are answered in an average of about 23 to 24 seconds, as opposed to having to schedule an appointment, which a lot of telemedicine apps still rely on traditional appointment scheduling, that's the PASSify difference, is that instantaneous, immediate access. It's at the pace that you expect other services to be. If you had to schedule your Ubers, it wouldn't, you probably wouldn't use it as much. And so that's the one thing that we always like to remind people of, because it's an enormous differentiator, and it really is something that we're proud to be bringing into the healthcare space.
Well, the big question is, where can listeners download the app and get further details online on PASSify?
Absolutely. So for individual parents, you can just go to the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store and search PASSify. It's PASSify. Download the app. It's called PASSify Helping New Parents. And you can sign up right there yourself. You can also tell your employer or your health plan that this is something that you'd be interested in and that you'd really like to for them to offer to your colleagues and fellow employees. Yeah, it's very simple to get a hold of.
Well, Mr. Brandis, keep doing what you're doing. Thanks so much for what you do in the space and for joining us here today once again on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. George Brandes, the co-founder and chief operating officer for Pacify, a telehealth app that provides 24/7 support to new parents. And for further details and to download the app, visit pacify.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the Health Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.